Books on Tape presents Souls of Angels by Thomas Edison, read by Stacy Snell. Los Angeles, 1882. Only God. Mexican graffiti scratched into the wall of a Los Angeles jail, 1880s. Chapter 1. It was late, sometime past 3 in the morning. She was making her way through the darkness shrouding the old plaza, following the main brick pathway that twisted and turned through overgrown oleanders and scrub oaks and mountains of Castilian roses. The town was silent, the sky deep ebony without a moon, the landscape only faintly illuminated by the glow of the new gas lamps that fringed the 100-year-old gardens like amber beads on a necklace. Storm clouds were coming in from the north. Somewhere in the distance, a dog howled and a coyote yipped an answer, and she shivered in the cool air and walked faster. She had been with one of her regular customers and was half drunk and angry because the man had ripped her new dress. She pulled the hem up close to her face and walked on, squinting to see the tear in the material, swearing under her breath. The dress had cost a week's work. She let the material drop and touched gently at the small bruise on her cheek, then stopped and pulled a hand mirror and rouge from her bag and tried to see herself in the moonlight, straightening her hair and patting color over the sore spot. Dorothy Regal was 24 years old, though she appeared not over 16, the mercy of Providence, she liked to say. She was staring into the glass, wondering how much longer she could sell herself as a child, when something moved in the dark.